2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 22. Day 6. Outline. Roman number 5. In the one new man Christ is all the members and is in all the members. Capital A. The Christ who dwells in us is the constituent of the one new man. Number 1. Because Christ is all the members of the new man, there is no possibility, no room, for any natural person, for any race, nationality, culture, or social status, in the new man. Number 2. No matter what kind of person we may be, as far as the one new man is concerned, we all are nobodies. Number 3. In the one new man there is only one person, the all-inclusive Christ. Capital B. For the new man we all need to take Christ as our person. Number 1. As the body of Christ, the church needs Christ as its life, as the one new man, the church needs Christ as its person. Number 2. Christ is in all of us as one person. Therefore, we all have only one person. Number 3. For the practical existence of the one new man, the total person of the old man must be put away, and we must live by our new person. Small a. We need to live a life in the new man by taking Christ as our person, with him as the one making all the decisions in us. Small b. Once we see that we are a part of the one new man, we will not be able to decide things merely by ourselves. Small c. We need to see that we are a corporate body and a corporate new man and that both our living, person, and our moving, life, are corporate. Number 4. We need to consider one new man in Ephesians 2:15 together with one mouth in Romans 15:6 and speak the same thing in 1 Corinthians 1:10. Small a. In the past there were too many mouths because there were too many persons. Small b. With one accord and with one mouth mean that even though we are many and all are speaking, we all speak the same thing. Small c. Although we are many and come from many places, we all have one mouth, and we all speak the same thing. This is because we all are the one new man having only one person. This is the end of today's outline.